The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Good morning, all. This is Ryan Tubridy with you. It's Thursday morning, the 12th of September, 2019. It's 4 minutes past nine. We're here till 10. The text number is 51551. The emails, always welcome. Ryan at rte.ie. Great to have you with us once again. Weirdly, this is a weird thing to say, but just quick meteorological check-in if you're wondering what's happening in Dublin today. Balmy. It's balmy. How did that happen? Oh, tired of it. The coats are back out. Jumper's back out. Nope, put the coat back out. On the hook. Leave the jumper back in the drawer. There's no need for that. It's positively balmy in the city this morning, which is quite mad. I was mocked repeatedly yesterday in the workplace. It's with HR, but on two different occasions. One was because I was saying that the sponge polish for your shoe is grand for a quick fix for about 3.5 seconds. Actually, you need the old stuff that, you know, my dad used to use. He had the little polisher. I've got three of them, one for three different colours, and the yellow rag. And a decent brush. And I polished them today. The difference is, if you want to get something for the man or woman in your life who's got three or four good pairs of shoes, get them a polished set. And you may laugh. And they did. But I can tell you, happy Christmas. You're welcome. You're welcome, Santa. It's money well spent. Not that expensive, but your shoes will be pristine. And the second point, at which I was a laughing stock, was when I was sitting at my desk eating the adult version of the Petit Filou. Now, the Petit Filou, for those of you who don't know, is what it says in the tin. It's petit, it's small, little yogurt thing. But they do big versions for big children. And someone said, what are you eating a Petit Filou? I said, I'm not, I'm eating a Grand Filou. It's totally different. It's huge. And the mockery of it continued. And I said, well, part of the reason is because when you go to the self-service beeping cash register thing, if you go with the four pack of Petit Filou, it goes beep and the four get through. But if you go with four yogurts, they go individually. So you have to crack them all open from the four pack. And it's inconvenient. So this is an inconvenient truth for me. So I didn't mind, which then got me onto the subject of the much loved 80s quick fix snack, the Yop, which was eating and drinking it. It was like a Lady Bird Guinness for kids. And a problem with the odd people now is that they think that we all like the vanilla flavour, which is repulsive, or the strawberry, which is too sweet. It's Fruit of the Forest. It's the only show in town. But you have to buy a six-pack. I don't have one physically or in a beverage sense. So I just want the individual Fruit of the Forest, which they don't do. So Big Ed has just broke it off with Mona, essentially, in my life. I had a beautiful cup of tea yesterday. With our old friend Christy Dignam of Aslan fame. He's coming on the show tomorrow. So I should say it was Christy and Catherine, his wife, in his house. And we had an hour of catching up and seeing how it's all going in his life. The man is looking better than I've seen him look for years. He's got colour in the cheeks. The blood's up in a good way. And the game is afoot. And tomorrow night he's going to do something special for us on the Late Late Show. And I would urge you to tune in because he's in such good form. We talked a lot about history and Ireland and grandparents and World War I and the 1916 Rising. And it was just so engaging, so interesting. And Catherine had her stories and Christy had his and I bored them with mine. And between the three of us, you could barely get a word in. It was one of those lovely encounters in the kitchen. Kitchen encounters, they're often the best, isn't it? It's often it is that room in the house, especially in Ireland, where stuff generally good happens. I just think it's the most convivial room of them all. The workplace banter. It's an interesting word, isn't it? Because when is a banter? You know when you hear kids say, a kid will deliver a mean comment to another kid and then say, I'm only messing. Adults do that too. Back to our theme about we're just children with wrinkles. Adults do that too. It goes, did you say something? She seems a bit upset. I was only having the crack. Like it was a bit. You got to be careful with that. Just because for a number of reasons. One, it's 2019. There's a higher sensitivity, for better or for worse. There is. Two, some people don't have the thick skin that other people have, and therefore they take it. They can't take the crack as much as you can, and therefore, you know, it's a case by case basis, and you should have the emotional intelligence simply to realise that person what isn't up for that. That person is well up for that. And so it's, as I say, it's case by case. Unfortunately, you can't have a generic banter, really, because some people will put their head over their shoulder and say, I found that quite offensive, actually. And you can say, well, you know what, fair enough. So we should be aware of this. You don't want to be upsetting somebody. And yeah, on a more serious note, I bring this point and these points up because a female banker in London, whose boss demeaned her repeatedly by saying a particular phrase I'm going to share with you in a moment, because this phrase might resonate with you when you hear it. But he kept saying this thing to her, which I'll tell you in a second. But she took a case, and it was a sex discrimination case against her. She alleged that over 4 years working with the French bank, BNP Paribas, she received hundreds of thousands of pounds less than her male peers. So that's the pay differentiation. Absolutely, that's one thing. But it was the expression that he kept using that got under her skin. Now, beside that expression, which I will get to, was when the lads went out on the lash and came back to work. It was around Halloween, and it was a big party, and they left a big black witch's hat on her desk and thought, that's just, I was only messing. It's just the crack. But she was really upset and thought, that's not funny. You're calling me a witch. You're all boozing. You're the lads. It's not funny. Didn't get the joke, and it backfired big time. But really, it was the expression. The boss used to say to her constantly, not now, Stacey. Not now. You can see the hand up, can't you? Not now. At her the whole time. Not now, Stacey. Not now, Stacey. Anyway, she won her case, and the bank declined to comment. The judgment was ruled that she had been the victim of unfair treatment because she was a woman. And there is the story from this morning from London. So it's just that sense of the environment and what's cool, what's not cool. So it's a mixture of everything in there. There's the pay discrimination, there was the casual sexism, and then there was the prank that wasn't a prank. That's it. Now, when they slagged me for having a petty flu, there's a case there, pending. Sure. Fireman Sam has been the mascot of Lincolnshire Fire and Rescue. Up until yesterday, they got rid of him. He's too uninclusive. Is that the word? He's not inclusive enough. That's what's happening. The chief fire officer said he was that fireman Sam, who looks quite forlorn in the picture, was outdated and didn't help sell the fire safety message back to women as well. That is just, here's another man as a totem leading the way. I don't know, but, you know, I know that people will text you and say that's preposterous. He's just a cartoon figure in front of, you know, wasn't there my favourite dog, the Red Setter? Wasn't the Red Setter the mascot for the bus errand for years and years ago? And that might bother some people. Yeah, but the mascot, should these things matter? Maybe. Maybe not. Renee Zellweger, who we know from Bridget Jones stories, is back. And it seems that she is wowing the audiences with her performance as Judy Garland. Worth looking up the trailer, by the way, if you haven't seen it. She looks the part, and she is, they're loving her. Set in 1968, it follows her as she was battling addiction issues and struggling financially. Very desperately sad story, the Judy Garland story. Especially when you think of how we all idealise her as Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, and the beauty and purity and kindness and colour and childhood romanticism of that film. And that her own story is just scarred by absolute sadness. But apparently she got a standing ovation at the Toronto Film Festival. Variety magazine said, in 15 years at that festival, I've never seen a standing ovation like the one for Renee Zellweger as Judy Garland. So that's a plus. God, there's nothing in cinema at the moment, is there? There's very little. Now, I know that in a few minutes' time, I'll be introducing Emer McGlysett and Sarah Breen. They are the women responsible for the Oh My God, It's What a Complete Aisling series. Their third one launches today. Once, twice, three times in Aisling for the trilogy to be complete here, with the subtext, it's her party and she'll cry if she wants to. She's hitting 30. So their new book is out. And they were at, the two writers of this book were at the premiere, Irish premiere, in the Stella Cinema of Downton Abbey last night. And according to their online social media, because we tracked them this morning, they went on a complete bender. And they're in some heap this morning. So the remains of Emer and Sarah will join us shortly. And I look forward to scooping them in on a dustpan and brush. popping them on the chairs, looking at them for a few minutes, and then hoofing them out again. So we'll see what happens, but that's going to be a lot of fun. Next week, we have Brad Pitt in... in the cinema. In the cinema. Brad Pitt and Ruth Negga, who, of course, was with us on The Late Late Show in Ad Astra, to the stars. So that's a movie. That's a space movie. I think I saw the trailer for that. So that should be of interest to the space people. Now, what's the other thing I want to say to you? There's a movie called The Souvenir, I think it's called. That looks quite good. But that's... I haven't had a minute to go to the cinema, so I don't know if that's going to happen. Hillary Clinton paid a visit to an art exhibition in Venice, in Italy. And it's an installation, essentially, by this artist called... he's a poet and an artist called Kenneth Goldsmith. And his installation is called Hillary... The Hillary Clinton Emails. And what it is it's a mock-up of the desk, the Resolute, as it's called, the desk that sits in the Oval Office in the White House. And on it are copies of the infamous Clinton emails. And out of the blue, Hillary Clinton visited this exhibition, went to the installation, and sat at the desk and read the emails for an hour, which is... pretty spectacular for the artist. Total surprise. And she sat there. She was overheard afterwards saying, God, they're so boring. As it happens. Michael Schumacher is a figure of enormous interest to a lot of people. And apparently the Formula One legend is conscious following pioneering stem cell treatment. And this has been running all week. As a story, and he's 50 years old, suffered major brain damage in a skiing accident 6 years ago. But he was spotted recuperating in hospital with his former Ferrari boss, and he's staying at the Georges Pompidou in Paris, where he had a stem cell transfusion to reduce inflammation. There are no details on whether he can communicate yet, but a medic said, I can assure you that he's conscious. So that is a good news story this morning. 51551 is the text number. Petty Falou says a text that was Mr. T's favourite snack. Really? Pity the fool. Petty Falou. Oh, I see what you did there. Pity Falou. Pity the fool. Bit of a stretch, that one. I don't know if I'd be giving marks out for that. Sorry. The icing on the cake, Ryan, an old pair of nylon tights to shine the shoes when you polish them. Yeah, where am I going? Like that. Yeah, if I told you, I had a pair handy, you'd go, yeah, you always knew. He had that look about him. No, don't have them. You know the yellow duster, the lovely one that, you know, your mother had down through the years, and that's the one. But actually found it quite hard to find in the shop there recently. Three times I went to the, it's where my life was this glamorous, lads, every day. On yogurts, you have to try marinating your chicken in fruit of the forest yogurt. You must be joking me. Absolutely not. But thank you for the suggestion. I should really open my eyes more and on this. There's a new Chris Morris film coming, which is exciting. Oh, good, good. That would be of interest to us. No doubt about it. What time is it? 9:17. Yeah, let's get the Ashlings in a few minutes' time. But the text number is 51551. You can email ryan@rte.ie. Coffee's here. All is good, and we're open for business.